The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
John Duggan, some breaking news in the last half an hour. Probably not a huge surprise. Chelsea sacking their manager, Liam Rossini.
Well, 1912 was the last time that Chelsea lost five league games in a row without scoring a goal. And that's what happened last night at Brighton. So the writing was on the wall. He was describing the performance as unacceptable and indefensible. But obviously the board feel that his performance was in that bracket as well. But I think as well, and Tottenham Hotspur have had this issue this season, Shane, players hiding behind the manager, players on monopoly money, not putting it in some cases.
There's a few bad apples in that barrel, I would argue.
Just feels like Chelsea, the ownership structure is strange, all these players on long-term deals.
The owners need to take a look at themselves as well, don't they? I mean, the club is, it's farcical how it's run.
And they are, strangely enough, in a FA Cup semi-final on Sunday against Leeds, and Callum McFarlane will take temporary charge. But Rossini had no experience. He was at Strasbourg. He was one
did an okay job at Strasbourg, didn't
he? Yeah, but this is the big leagues. This is the Premier League. This is, like, I've gone through, since Claudio Ranieri took over Chelsea in September 2000, they've had 19 managers.
In 25 years or something.
Yeah, in a quarter of a century. They have lost seven out of the last eight games. But as well, the LinkedIn speak, I would call it the guff that it came out with the press conferences, as much as a good coach and good fella he could have been, didn't help him. You don't need to. Just speak normally. You don't need to come out with the elaborate stuff in press conferences. I just don't think it. You'd wonder, was there just a disconnect? And when you've Enzo Fernandez and Marco Correa speaking publicly and not necessarily favourably about you, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, well, I don't think either of them covered themselves
in
glory
today. No,
they didn't.
But they wouldn't be doing it if you had a Jose in there, or if you had an Ancelotti in there who won league titles with Chelsea, even Conte, you wouldn't have had that.
Oh, you definitely wouldn't do it with Conte.
But that's the issue. Yeah. Like, to me, he's at a young stage of his career. Hopefully he'll come back and bounce back, but probably too soon for him.
Okay. Man City have a big opportunity to go top of the Premier League tonight.
Play Burnley at Turf Moor. If they win, Burnley are relegated, and City, any kind of win will do on the goal issue with Arsenal. So they'll go level on points with Arsenal at the top, as we know they played the other day, and you'd expect Rodri might be injured for the game, but you'd expect City to win. Look as though Leeds would be safe as well. A couple of wins has brought them to 39 points. They're away to Bournemouth tonight. Are you feeling it slipping away?
I felt that for a while. Do you know what? Funny enough, I felt more encouraged after the Man City game than before it, because I thought it was fractions between the two teams and Arsenal could easily have drawn or even won the game.
Hit the post twice.
Havertz, two really good chances, but they didn't take them, so well done to City. But I don't think it's over. I think a week ago I thought it was over. I thought City would comfortably beat Arsenal, but I saw more in Arsenal on Sunday than I've seen in about 2 months, and I kind of thought Atletico would brush them aside in the Champions League, whereas now I think Arsenal have a right chance of getting to the final. I was encouraged by the performance, which I haven't been in a long, long time. But City are favourites, no doubt about it. The Ryder Cup and the cost. We've been talking about it a bit already.
Do you know what
JD?
A monkey is in money?
Is it a 50 or 100?
500.
500. Oh, that's 500.
So it's 1 year less than a monkey to go to the Ryder Cup for the tournament days next year in Adair, September of 2027. €499 for a daily ticket for the matches. So taking place in Limerick at the JB McManus owned course, Europe against the United States, $750 into Bethpage Plaque in New York last year. But in Rome in 2023, Shane, it was €260 for the tournament day. So we're nearly double.
Yeah. Do they think that this market can take that and maybe the Italian market couldn't?
I think so. I mean, to be fair to them, I think there are two things here. I think the Ryder Cup organisers do deserve to be commended for making tickets available to Irish fans first. Mm-hmm. Are the tickets expensive, though? Are they too expensive? My answer to that is yes.
Wildly expensive, you could say.
Look at the final round of a major championship. It was held on this island last year in Portrush, Royal Portrush, the Open. €150 for a ticket, and for 16 to 24s, €75.
That's kind of about right.
For a major championship.
Yeah.
I was going through now, to be fair, like if you want to go to the practice days, Tuesday, Wednesday, I know Gary Murphy was talking about this, €89. Tickets for under 16s for the Tuesday, Wednesday, just €20. A quarter of a million people could attend. But my feeling now at the moment is, Shane, when it comes to top level sport, increasingly it's about the preserve of the wealthy. Look at the outrageous dynamic pricing for the FIFA World Cup in the United States this year. And I was just comparing with other sports. So a Scotland game in the Six Nations this year, tickets range in 120 for category 5 to 155 for category 1.
Rugby has got really expensive.
It has, yeah. And then we have the Champions League final in Budapest. Like the fans' allocations around €70, but a category 1 for the Champions League final, €950, €180 for category 3. I still think the best value out there is the All Ireland final ticket.
£100 for a stand ticket.
And it could be category 1 for any All Ireland final ticket, I think is great value.
League of Ireland game, €15.
Like if you look
€20 at the odd time.
Clare Cork game, one of the greatest matches of all time a couple of years ago. $100 for that. I think that's fantastic value.
That's good value.
And the GA sometimes, even in this studio, get a bit of a kicking, but they do deserve credit. So, folks, also you got to think about, is golf a TV? I've been to Ryder Cups. Is it a television sport? Yes. Is it a spectator sport? So it can be sometimes hard to see through the gallery. So, look, it's all about how much... It's all about people buy discretionary stuff all the time, whether it's cigarettes or booze or whatever you want to spend your money on, or I know yourself, Caribbean holiday, Shane. So
never been to the Caribbean, JD, but anyway, go on.
I spent thousands on the Masters and the Breeders' Cup in Kentucky. I don't have children. I don't have a wife yet. But I suppose it's whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
But are the tickets too expensive? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what somebody was saying. Oh, you're people are fools. If it's your passion and you really want to do it, I think it's better than... There's lots of things you could be spending your money on that, you know, are a lot worse than that, I would think. JD, thank you indeed for all that. We'll chat to you tomorrow. Thank you indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.